When the study was completed and the data analyzed, Rich reported that the group of incest survivors had abnormalities in their CD45RA to RO ratio, compared with their non-traumatized peers. CD45 cells are the memory cells of the immune system. Some of them, called RA cells, have been activated by past exposure to toxins. They quickly respond to environmental threats they have encountered before. The RO cells, in contrast, are kept in reserve for new challenges. They are turned on to deal with threats the body has not met previously. The RA to RO ratio is the balance between cells that recognize known toxins and cells that wait for new information to activate. In patients with histories of incest, the proportion of RA cells that are ready to pounce is larger than normal. This makes the immune system oversensitive to threat, so that it is prone to mount a defense when none is needed, even when this means attacking the body's own cells. Our study showed that, on a deep level, the bodies of incest victims have trouble distinguishing between danger and safety. This means that the imprint of past trauma does not consist only of distorted perceptions of information coming from the outside. The organism itself also has a problem knowing how to feel safe. The past is impressed not only on their minds and in misinterpretations of innocuous events, as when Marilyn attacked Michael because he accidentally touched her in her sleep, but also on the very core of their beings, in the safety of their bodies. A map of a torn world. How do people learn what is safe and what is not safe? What is inside and what is outside? What should be resisted and what can safely be taken in? The best way we can understand the impact of child abuse and neglect is to listen to what people like Marilyn can teach us. One of the things that became clear as I came to know her better was that she had her own unique view of how the world functions.